serious?" Harry spoke again, but much more quietly now that he was nearer. He had the strangest feeling that there was someone standing right behind the veil on the other side of the archway. Gripping his wand very tightly, he edged around the dais, but there was nobody there. All that could be seen was the other side of the tattered black veil. "Let's go," called Hermione from halfway up the stone steps. "This isn't right, Harry. Come on, let's go." She sounded scared, much more scared than she had in the room where the brain swam, yet Harry thought the archway had a kind of beauty about it, old though it was. The gently rippling veil intrigued him. He felt a very strong inclination to climb up on the dais and walk through it. "Harry, let's go, okay?" said Hermione more forcefully. "Okay," he said, but he did not move. He had just heard something. There were faint whispering, murmuring noises coming from the other side of the veil. "What are you saying?" he said very loudly, so that the words echoed all around the surrounding stone benches. "Nobody's talking, Harry," said Hermione, now moving over to him. "Someone's whispering behind there," he said, moving out of her reach and continuing to frown at the veil. "Is that you, Ron?"
"I'm here, mate," said Ron, appearing around the side of the archway.
"Can't anyone else hear it?" Harry demanded, for the whispering and murmuring was becoming louder. Without really meaning to put it there, he found his foot was on the dais.
"I can hear them too,"
breathed Luna, joining them around the side of the archway and gazing at the swaying veil.
"There are people in there."
"What do you mean, in there?" demanded Hermione, jumping down from the bottom step and sounding much angrier than the occasion warranted.
"There isn't any in there. It's just an archway. There's no room for anybody to be there. Harry, stop it. Come away."
She grabbed his arm and pulled, but he resisted.
"Harry, we're supposed to be here for Sirius," she said in a high-pitched, strained voice.
"Sirius?" Harry repeated, still gazing mesmerized at the continuously swaying veil. "Yeah." And then something slid back into place in his brain. Sirius captured, bound, and tortured, and he was staring at this archway. He took several paces back from the dais and wrenched his eyes from the veil.
"Let's go," he said. "That's what I've been trying to... Well, come on then," said Hermione,
and she led the way back around the dais. On the other side, Ginny and Neville were staring, apparently entranced at the veil too. Without speaking, Hermione took hold of Ginny's arm, Ron, Neville's, and they marched them firmly back to the lowest stone bench and clambered all the way back up to the door.
"What do you reckon that arch was?"
Harry asked Hermione as they regained the dark circular room.
"I don't know, but whatever it was dangerous," she said firmly,
again inscribing a fiery cross upon the door.